Support for Juneau Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juneau with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juneau. More at heritagecoffee.com. It's about 5 minutes past the bottom of the hour. Scott Burton, your host today on Juneau Afternoon. And our next guest is from the Juneau Artists Gallery, Mary McEwen, an artist who is presenting tonight for a, wait for it, in-person First Friday downtown. Mary, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
It's nice to have you. So it's 3:35 right now in 25 minutes. I don't know if you're already downtown, but you're going to be heading to the Juneau Artist Gallery. Is that right?
I'll have my mask on. I'll be heading down there. So yes, I absolutely want to acknowledge that it's a little weird to be promoting an in-person event right now, but the gallery is really taking as many precautions as we can to mitigate the risks that we can as a gallery while still remaining in business and remaining open as we need to do. But we're also at the same time trying to up our online presence with improving our website and our social media so that people who don't feel comfortable coming in person don't find an event like this quite COVID worthy or have other reasons that they don't want to attend in person. You know, you can absolutely call us up, contact us through social media and other ways and reach out to us that way as well.
Got it. So I understand the Juneau Co-op, the Juneau Artist Gallery is a co-op art gallery. Are you one of its 16 members?
I am, yeah. There's about 16 of us right now. New members come and go as over time we gain new people and others move on, but we're all artists based in Juneau. And we do accept applications for new members as well. If there's anyone out there listening who's thinking about wanting space to display some art.
All right. So I have a few elements of your coloring book in front of me here. How would you describe yourself as an artist to our listeners?
So I guess I would describe myself as saying I'm kind of all over the map. My undergrad degree in art that I got 20 years ago was mostly focused on oil painting. However, I haven't been working professionally as an artist until just a couple years ago, decided to make that switch away from having a desk type job and into selling art. So weird time to do that, right before a pandemic came and took our tourist market away. So that was a little bit strange timing on my part, but it also kind of opened up a different opportunity for me as well, because instead of spending a lot of time doing one-off hand-painted original pieces to sell over the summer, having that market go away made me consider, well, what could I do that would be a longer-term project that I could focus my time on right now and then have for in the future. And the way the coloring book came about actually was, you know, back in March when our hunker down order first started, and I was spending a lot more time with my daughter who is 5, and we were coloring together a lot, and she loved showing me these videos online with like coloring princess paper dolls where you could, you know, draw it a certain way and color it and cut it out. And so she would direct me on what she wanted me to draw, and then we would work on it together, and that kind of morphed into, you know, me steering her a little bit away from princesses, and we made her own paper dolls with fishing poles and buckets and some other things. And that kind of grew. And then I started playing around with vector graphics software, and it grew from there. And then I thought, you know, I could do that. So there you go. COVID projects. I know, you know, people took up baking bread. People took up a lot of different things during their time at home. And this was mine. So just a very different art form, and having this September that I scheduled about a year ago to be the first Friday artist for September for the gallery. And knowing that I had this deadline coming up, I was like, I think I could crank out a coloring book and have it ready for first Friday in September. So here we are.
All right. Yeah. So I'm looking at the striking line drawings of what appears to be maybe Mendenhall Lake, a bird sitting on maybe some mountain ash, Glaciers, mountains, a really fun montage of salmon. Will you pick one of these and sort of describe it in detail to our listeners?
Sure. That top one up there is kind of the classic view of Denali with the foothills, and in the foreground is a lot of fireweed, both small, tiny detailed fireweed, and then one larger one in the foreground.
Okay. And, you know, you said you are also an oil painter. How does this, is this similar or different from oil painting?
Oh, it's so different. I mean, I think a lot of things, you know, a lot of skills carry over in art, whether it's composition or whatever, or just, you know, staring at the same picture and not losing your mind for hours and hours. But otherwise, it's so different. And one of the things I enjoyed doing is learning new software. And so this was also another, you know, hey, let's learn to do something completely different. So this project was done on the computer with a electronic tablet and vector graphics software. So that too was a learning experience for me.
You mentioned that you and your daughter like to color together. What ages is this aimed at?
I've been calling it an all-ages coloring book. There's definitely a trend right now for adult coloring books is what they're called. I think, I mean, jokes aside, you know, calling adult anything makes you say, wait, what? But this is really highly detailed, but my five-year-old still loves it. So, yeah, she's not coloring in the lines exactly, but, you know, she likes the salmon and, you know, it's all stuff that's familiar to her and place-based, so... I'd say it's for all ages.
I was going to ask you that fundamental question, color inside the lines or color through the lines?
I think you have your answer.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with artist Mary McEwen. She's presenting Chill Alaska Coloring Book tonight in person at the Juno Artist Gallery. If people can't make it tonight between what, 4 and 7, where can we find you online or to purchase this Alaska coloring book?
Yeah, so the gallery is online at junoartistgallery.org. And you can also find us through all the various social medias. Just search for Juno Artist Gallery, or you can search for me, Mary McEwen. The gallery is still open. The coloring book is also available in a few of your other favorite shops around town, so it's certainly not the only place to see it.
Thinking back to the process, the process of coloring when you and your daughter are coloring. What's that time like? How would you describe it? What's the quality of coloring something in for you?
You know, I mean, I find it relaxing, like a lot of people do. I you know, in the past few years, it's kind of become this stress relief trend, and just like your first guest was talking about with different things of mindfulness and addressing the amount of stress that we're all under, that there's that. And like, honestly, with kids, anytime we can spend together where we're both working on something and it's not in front of the screen, that is also a bonus. So the fact that art is something that we can share together, that she and I both enjoy, that's a very unplugged activity. I think that's a bonus.
All right. Again, that's Mary McEwen. Meet her tonight in person, if you like, at the Juno Artist Gallery. Bring your mask 4:30 to 7. Is that right?
That's right.
Got it. Or find the Chill Alaska Coloring Book online at junoartistgallery.org. Okay. What kind of bird is that, Mary?
It's a black cat chickadee.
All right. Mary, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Anything else you'd like to add?
One quick thing to add. Normally for First Friday, we would have an awesome spread of food. The Juno Artist Gallery was always known for having the best spread of snacks and goodies. Times being as they are, we're not going to have any food tonight. We want to have people keep their masks on and not be eating and drinking. But what I do have is a free set of colored pencils for anyone who comes in and buys a book tonight. So if you buy a book, get a set of colored pencils so you can get coloring right away.
Will you be signing an indelible marker or in colored pencil? I'm just kidding.
If anybody wanted that, sure, absolutely. But I don't anticipate doing a whole lot of things.
That's Mary McEwen. See her tonight at the Juno Artist Gallery with her new book, Chill Alaska Coloring Book. Mary, thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.